Dallas is Jack's Beanstalk brought to the drawing board. A rapid upward rush to triumph and treasure. The rhythm of construction noise is usually controlled by the baton of business. But this day, the labor is in the service of art, not commerce. The ever-changing skyline here makes room for the Dallas Museum of Art by architect Edward Larrabee Barnes. As befits an aggressively modern city, among the first pieces installed in the museum is a sculpture by a modern master, Ellsworth Kelly. The sculpture garden, opened last fall, was like a carnival calliope to be a lively lure.
Sculpture Garden is kind of an oasis or a refuge, and it's a wonderful place to look at the city. When you stand in here and you look through the sculpture and over the walls and you see the skyscrapers.
Museum director Harry Parker explains its place in his master plan.
It's one of the most accessible parts of any museum is the outdoor space. I mean, people like seeing the seasons change, plantings change, the sculpture looks different in different lights, the water pouring. I mean, there's a lot of very accessible, appealing nature to a sculpture garden. So I think it'll help more people relate to the art museum.
The notion is that a tour of Henry Moore, Tony Smith, and Kenneth Snelson will sharpen the appetite for the varied wonders within. Inside is the aesthetic equivalent of the exercise machine, a healthy clash of contrasting cultures. African sculpture meets pre-Columbian art. Roman antiquity shares space with its grandchildren. 19th and 20th century paintings. Traveling exhibits, like the Shogun Age from Japan, bring not only a varied vision, but a valued bonus of prestige. To display our roots, and in a 40-foot barrel vault is planted a wonderfully Texan symbol, stake hitch, the work of Klaas Oldenburg.
There's two imaginary parts to the sculpture, the part in the sky that continues beyond the roof, and the other part in the basement. And it was intended to tie the ceiling to the floor and to link the exhibition floor to the floor below it. So it anchors, as it were, the whole building. It holds it together.
In the rising strands, there is the tight power of a tornado. But Oldenburg and his wife and collaborator, Kosha van Bruggen, see the work as power harnessed directly to the service of the museum.
This piece is a different scale of work than most of the paintings and sculptures you find in this museum, but it is specifically made for the architectural barrel vault large room, and it may inspire and hopefully the museum direction, but also artists to make pieces which relate to the architectural space.
The museum is a sign that Dallas wants more than bank buildings and boom business. Half the money for its building, came from a bond issue voted by public referendum. And as Oldenburg observes, we must remember the symbolic function of art.
That's what happened in the, you know, the civic sculptures, the large-scale pieces. People became, after a while, after a certain resistance, they became rather possessive about it. And you have in Des Moines a large sculpture that's used over and over again in, as a symbol of the city. And people seem to be very proud of it, which is fine. It's passed over to them. It's, you know, it's theirs.
One value of the new museum may be in its exhortation to contemplation, that time in which we look with a leisured, learning eye.